Max Quintana, speaking Chris Walker's words here, sacred love, the honeymoon that lasts forever. Let's just dive right in. Try taking time to sit quietly in nature daily and imagine how much you love, or how much rather you love your lover, or your ex-lover. Just learn to admire people rather than wanting to change them. Find contentment within yourself. There's really nothing to change. You, or your lover, or your extended family. They're perfect creatures in nature's creation. Remind yourself that there is absolutely nothing to change. There's only something to love. Build each day on the foundation of pleasant thoughts by always looking for two sides. There are two sides to everything. And simply just make a point of focusing on the positive. People, they become as you treat them. So acknowledge their gifts. Let the negatives take care of themselves. Remind yourself that through the power of thought, you can achieve any dream you choose. Let the dream in your heart be real. The key is to find the beauty in everything that has already happened to you. Identify the blessing in just every situation. Seek the gift that was created in the event that you are attached to, and you will grow. Once you expand beyond the narrow definition of yourself as a one-sided being, and you learn what it is like to say, there is nothing about me I need to change. You find the beauty of your life and that of others. From there, you forget the shame, the guilt, the expectations that kill life. And you'll be free to move into work and a relationship with the true nature, your true nature. Be in your element. Understanding your lover frees you to build more love with them. Trying to change them destroys it. Realistic expectations are the foundation for peace, harmony, happiness in a relationship. Understanding the constitution of your partner is a vitally important step along the path. Romance is the second key to sacred love. If our expectations are real, then we usually find that people behave according to certain patterns, and those patterns belong to their constitution. Many quarrels occur between lovers because we fail to understand each other's differences. What makes respect all the more easy is the skill of predicting exactly how a person will act and react. Respect means honoring the diversity of an individual. Instead of trying to change your lover, try to understand them. This makes the quirks and uniqueness of each partner fun rather than have that be frustrations. The ancients, they knew this. Okay, and they knew how to define a person by what they think was to play into the hands of the human ego. So they focus their understanding of human character on the difference, the variety of the constitutions of each body type. The result is yoga and its sister science of health, Ayurveda. The five elements are ether, air, fire, water, earth. We all have these elements within us, and our proportions of each are very different from person to person, but those proportions, they never change. From the moment we are born to our death, no matter how much or how little we eat or exercise, read or don't read, the proportions, they never change. This is called your elemental constitution. If you are tall, ether, If you're short, air. If you're medium, fire. If you're rounded, water. If you're solid, earth. Do you know me? I'm earth. I love the home we build and the safety. I love the security and the trust we share. I am strong, yet fragile. Controlling, you might think, but I act to make your world safe, and in doing so, I believe my eyes to be wisest. I wrap my arms around you because I love you, but really, I want your tenderness, your fun, your lightness. It is this that makes all my heaviness vanish, and my light comes alive. I am the earth, and reality is at my level. I hold fast to all things that are tangible, and I am lost like a child to all things that are not. I am bricks and mortar. I am money in the hand. I am security and trust. And I know little of the vague ideals of romantic notions of God, but I find peace in your arms. I need you, and I love you in my own special way. Earth. Well, yeah. Constitutions, be in your element. This is exciting, guys. We're going to pick up again soon, but hopefully there's a lot there to go through. There's a bit for me, so I'm going to take some time to unpack. I hope you do too. Sending my love to you. As always, ciao for now.